Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I know that much without looking at my script. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Tuesday, October 11th, Two Oceans 11. Where are your name tags at? I see a Jordan boxing glove. Is your name actually Jordan?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And he's sitting right next to Jordan with the baseball. We got Kala, am I pronouncing that right, on a frisbee. And then... what about Justin? Instead of what about Bob, he changed over a movie poster. That's pretty impressive. And then Adam, is that the film called Adam? Okay. Was that about like an autistic dude or something? Okay. Well, good luck with that. Steph has a It's It box. It's It is a, I don't know if it's all over the world, but it's like an ice cream sandwich, right? What's that? It's a San Francisco thing? San Francisco treat? It's an ice cream sandwich with rice-a-roni in it. And then we got Keith wrote something on a piece of cardboard that ends in fuck. I can't read the rest of it. High as fuck. And then Tim is here, and a guy with a shirt that says Duke on it. I don't know if that's just your name or a coincidence or school you went to. And then what is that big sign back there? Pick Dana? Why?
Corky St. Clair says to pick Dana.
Corky St. Clair is from Waiting for Guffman? I'm pretty good at this. Listeners, be sure to bring your name tags to the Columbus, Ohio Funny Bone on October 16th and October 17th. That's a Sunday and a Monday. And to the Doug Loves Movies taping at the Gramercy Theater in New York City at 8 o'clock on October 23rd. Last night at Zany's in Nashville, Sean Jordan beat a lady named Mary. Lady's probably not the right... A young woman named Mary. He beat her in the category was in theaters now, and the answer was, what's your number? She didn't know that one. And then Sean lost to Greg in the horror movies category, and the answer was Poltergeist. On the flight back to L.A., I saw Captain America again. Again, not in 3D. They don't offer 3D on the plane. And it stars future guest Chris Evans, so I loved it. Also on the plane, I listened to last week's ep from Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon, and Jesus, what a mess. That was horrifying to listen to. I mean, when it was happening, I had kind of an idea that I might have been too high, but listening to it, I know it was free to listen to, but I still need to apologize for wasting your time, and I apologize to the club and the people of Portland that came to the club and my guests that night and the alcohol. I apologize to alcohol. I apologize to marijuana. There were some funny parts in it, but I don't know. I think I might pull it from existence because it's such a bummer to listen to, because I like to maintain that, you know, I get high and still do an okay job at hosting the show, but that was ridiculous. I don't even know if pulling it is something that we can do, but if it disappears, you'll know why. So check it out now if you are dying to hear it. Even the Baltimore show where I was completely drunk was better. You gotta pace yourself. I learned a valuable lesson. In other news, I had such a great time on the 311 cruise earlier this year that I have weaseled my way into and onto the Weezer cruise. Woo! In January.
Yeah!
That's right. They're going to play Pinkerton and the Blue Album, and they do all great shows inside and out on the boat. In addition to performances by them, the cruise will also feature Dinosaur Jr., Sebado, Gene Ween, and a taping of Doug Loves Movies.
Woo!
Yeah. So go to WeezerCruise.com for more info, like the dates and where the cruise is going. I'll tell you right now, Cozumel. And tell them I sent you, because we want to keep track of how many people want to see the podcast, so we make sure that we're doing it in the right venue on the boat to make room for everybody. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one fighting movie in the country right now is called Real Steel. It features a boy dancing with a robot, and that's one of the good parts. The number two fighting movie right now in the country is called Warrior. It doesn't feature a kid dancing with a robot. So see Warrior, not Real Steel. This has been Watch This, Not That. Me and my guests tonight have contributed the following prizes for whoever from the audience wins in the Leonard Moulton game today. Copies of my first CD and my fourth CD, Professional Humoridian and Potty Mouth. Also some t-shirts that the guests will explain when they get out here. One of them says the San Diego Diet, which I was on for most of my life, having been from there, and I don't necessarily think it's a good diet. And then another t-shirt that says, what does it say on it? It says, Brothers to the End. Okay, you guys understand that, I guess. It's a reference to some video game. And then we've also got some Colgate Wisp whitening thingies that have been sitting in someone's bag, and she signed it, My Wisps. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sarah Silverman, Nick Kroll, and Kumail Nanjiani. Oh, there she is. Why are you so late, Sarah?
I wanted to grab my water from my backpack.
Oh, okay.
And I grabbed my phone in case I needed it for reference. I mean, not that I would cheat on Leonard Maltin, but...
You might need to make some calls or look some things up.
Something. Yeah.
Are you and Leonard Maltin dating seriously?
They made out on a night of 1,000, whatever that was.
Nick, you left a curler in your hair.
I am a housewife.
That's Nick Kroll, everybody, right there talking.
Hello.
Woo!
Yeah.
I always learn things when I look up on IMDb, because IMDb, I look up on there what you've done movie-wise, mm-hmm. And in your case, I was shocked to see the words Little Fockers.
Oh, yeah.
And
I just saw it for the first time this weekend.
It.
Yeah.
He plays a gynecologist or a
young
doctor.
They say in the credits.
Yeah,
young doctor.
Yeah.
How young do you have to be young doctor? Because you seem old enough to be a regular doctor.
I'm a character guy, so I play a 13-year-old doctor. Doug Houser.
That's fucked up.
So you're in it briefly, or does it
very
big,
briefly?
Big part?
Very briefly. I'm in one scene. There was a reshoot because the original kid they had in it developed a tic in the middle of making the movie.
What?
And so they had to recast the little kid.
What was the tic?
I don't know. I'm assuming he was like, I'm a child. Don't make me do this work.
I want to go to school. Don't pin your dreams on me.
Yeah. This franchise is in motion. It's too late for me. So they reshot a scene in the doctor's office, and so they cast me as the young doctor. And I got to hang out for a day with, like, Stiller, De Niro.
Ben, Robert?
Yeah, Ben. Bobby.
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 Yeah.
Bobby and Benji, and Blythe Danner, and Owen Wilson. Obama.
Did you not get to hang out with Terry Polo?
Yeah, we disappointed she wasn't there.
Terry was there, actually. Terry was there.
So. You mentioned also, every single person.
Yeah.
You got to Blythe Danner.
Yeah. She's cool.
That's Kumail Nanjiani, everybody.
Woo!
First-timer. First-timer on Doug Loves Movies.
It's exciting.
Very exciting. The question I had for you is, you're in Life as We Know It?
Yeah, what's that tone, Doug?
That tone is, I didn't see it because it's about Katherine Heigl, and that's all I needed to know. I'm telling you, the woman needs someone to go, hey, check out a good script sometime, and make that. I mean, you know, she's a good actress.
I am in it. She's in Life as We Know It, yes.
What do you play, young doctor?
I play Josh Duhamel's, like, work buddy that he comes to for advice.
Is your advice good?
No, it's hilariously terrible.
And he uses it to ill effect?
No, it almost feels like the scenes I have in the movie are from, like, a different movie, because they don't connect to anything else. Nothing I tell him to do, he does, and he doesn't even decide to not do it, you know? It's like he never heard me. It feels like they cut me out, but they gave me a copy with, like, just scenes put into it, because it makes no sense.
I love that Melissa McCarthy, though. She's in there.
Yeah, I didn't... Rob Hubel's in it, Andy Daly's in it. There's a lot of funny people in it.
Yeah. I'll see it on a plane.
Terry Polo?
Terry Polo said no.
She passed on Life as We Know It. I just get driven crazy by that scene where, in the trailer, like, it shouldn't be allowed to be in the trailer, I don't think, because it's too disgusting, where Melissa McCarthy says, you have poo on your face.
Yeah,
because Katherine Heigl has poo on her face.
There's a lot of jokes in the movie where people have things on their face. I'm not joking. There's poo. That's the last one, but it builds up. It starts with spaghetti, and then there's pee, there's puke, and then, you know, the big crescendo is the poo on the face.
Things come
out
of babies.
Well, they found out those are the five funniest things according to the census in Baby Town.
Babies love that movie. I remember I was flying to do that movie to Atlanta, and when I read the script on the plane, I started crying reading it.
Because you thought it was so beautiful?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to be part of something.
Really?
Yeah. I was also in first class, so maybe that had something to do with it, you know?
And high on Ambien and white wine.
Yeah. And it was that time of the month.
Yeah. That time of the month when you drink white wine and Ambien?
Yeah, and read Katherine Heigl movies and cry on a plane.
Did you lose your shit reading the script for The Killers? Sarah Silverman, you're in the Muppets movie that's coming out soon.
Whoa!
Yes, I am.
How amazing is that? Which Muppet did you get to work with? I already know the answer.
I know you do. I didn't have my scene.
You're in a Muppetless scene.
Well,
that's like being in Rent and not having a scene with Rosario Dawson.
That's
same thing that happened to you, yeah.
I auditioned for Rent, and I got the only part that doesn't sing. I had to sing a big song. Really, just... No.
By
anyway.
The way, mine was similar because I didn't have any scenes with Katherine Heigl in my movie. So sort wow. of
yeah,
like,
she's as important to American culture as the yeah. Muppets.
But just it was something they tacked on that they... It's a song they added... That's actually, it's kind of with a Muppet, but it's really not at all with a Muppet. Where it's a split screen with Amy Adams and Miss Piggy both singing like a duet about missing their loves or something. Is that a spoiler? I don't think so.
And you just, what do? You just peek in from behind
it's
one of them?
Nothing. Well, you know, I mean, it's not like you get a part. It's like, or I, you know, I mean, it's just a cameo. Like, they have cameos, and they're not, there's nothing funny or anything. But they have everyone, like, start like this, you know, so it's like... Can I get you a table?
Every time the person turns around?
I think so. That's what they told me.
I love that.
When it's like a cameo, so it's like, who's it going to be? Oh, sir. And then I just say, like, table for two, or, you know, and then that's, I mean, it's nothing. But I'm so excited.
That's so great you're in it. Yeah, I love that you're in it.
I have the Muppets on my living room wall.
Take this waltz, please. Is a movie that you're in with. Now, I just read a little bit on IMDb about it, because I don't like to know too much about movies, but all I could gather from it is that Michelle Williams has to choose between you and Seth Rogen.
What?
Is that what it's about?
No.
What's it about? It says she has to choose between two very different kinds of love, is the only thing I read.
No, it's another guy, Luke Kirby.
What's the difference between his love and Seth Rogen's love?
I don't want to take up the time.
Wait, did you say seriously? Did you say Bruno Kirby?
That's a very different kind of love.
Yeah, love with the ghost of a wonderful actor.
Oh, the best.
Yeah, he was great.
All right,
let's take a moment to think about Bruno Kirby. What was your favorite Bruno Kirby role?
The limo driver in Spinal Tap.
Not one of his bigger parts, but sure. I liked him in...
City Slickers 2.
Oh, you don't go one, you go two?
No, I just wanted to say two to make it be two, but I guess one.
I liked him when he was on The Partridge Family as a young stand-up comedian. There was an episode where he was trying to be a stand-up comic, and he was Reuben Kincaid's nephew, I think, and so he got to open for The Partridge Family. And the only joke I remember is... I can't even remember it. I started to remember a joke, and then...
I know, it just hit me too.
What? Oh, that. That backstage fun. Can I take a second to play for you guys? People send in. I'm going to think of the joke. Oh. He goes. he goes. I'd like to start by clearing up a few things. I'd like to clear up a few things, starting with my face. Was one of his.
That's a solid line.
He was supposed to be a teenager doing stand-up comedy. Yeah. I thought that was good.
He was in Good Morning Vietnam. He was in that one.
Oh, mm-hmm. He's great in
that. Yeah, he was very uptight
Harry
in that.
Harry Cuomo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Seriously, Bruno Kirby, you guys. Always a treat.
May he live.
He was in some of those Kurt Russell Disney movies,
too. In a bunch of movies as Joey Pants, too.
I'm so bored.
Well, he was in Sleepers in Seattle. He was in that one.
Oh yeah,
yes,
no.
He was.
When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally is
right,
the one I'm
Carrie
thinking
Fisher.
Of.
Oh, I thought he was in
Larry
Sleepers
Sanders
in
as himself.
Entourage. He was the one with the Shrek doll that got stolen. What a great plot. So anyway, people. Every once in a while, I'll submit some music to play as my opening theme, and a guy wrote to me on Twitter saying, please play this. If I submit a Halloween version of the Douglas Movies theme, will you play it? And I said, well, I won't necessarily play it at the beginning of the show, but I will play it in the middle of the show, and then we will mock it. But not necessarily. You might like it. Let's go ahead and let's give it a listen.
Tell you what it sounds like?
Sure.
Like Jada Pinkett Smith's band.
I thought you were going to say Jada Pinkett Smith's vagina. That's what that sounds like. The theme from Halloween and a lot of weird chanting. It was an effort. The guy did it.
It's mostly the theme from Halloween, though.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. When he said, if I submit a theme song that's got a Halloween feel to it,
that's
I didn't know
cheating,
he meant
yeah.
that he would just take someone else's music
yeah.
and then throw... He took two songs. He took the Hard and Firm song and the Halloween music and jammed it together. Anyway, his name is Douglas Smith, no relation. And thank you for submitting that, Doug. Sarah, have you seen any movies lately?
Oh, two great movies.
Oh, here we go. Two recommendations from Sarah Silverman.
Drive.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I'm tired of talking about how much people love Drive.
Did you love it?
No.
Oh, I loved
really?
It.
Really?
I just thought it was all right. I thought
Man,
it was kind of boring.
If I had a pussy, it would have been wet.
My asshole got wet.
It was like a single tear.
Yeah. Like when I read a Katherine Heigl script, you know?
It had some cool stuff in it, but I didn't buy the overallness of it. But what's the other one?
It was so badass. It was so cool.
It was sort of badass.
The other one.
Albert Brooks.
Shares the music, person who did the music for them both.
Oh, yeah?
Contagion.
You love Contagion?
I loved Contagion. I loved it.
Welcome to being alone.
You didn't like it?
I didn't even see it. I don't even care.
Oh, see it. I didn't.
I don't even give a shit about that.
I wasn't excited about seeing it because I thought it would make me afraid of touching things, and it did. But it's actually, despite obviously it's horrific horror, mm-hmm. gives you horror, you know, it's a scary thought that this has happened before and may happen again. It's fun. It's
no,
fun,
it isn't.
Yes.
It's a romp.
It's, no.
It's a good time at the movies.
It's not a romp, but it's fun. It's like you're on the edge of your seat. It's like a thriller, like figuring stuff out. And it's
what
so many great actors.
Does Gwyneth Paltrow come back?
No, but, you know, they figure out where it all came from. It's awesome. Matt Damon, and I always feel like I can't like say anything because people are like, who's looking at Matt Damon? But Matt Damon, separate from that,
you
the
have
hours
to like
I spent
you have
with him,
to like him.
Yeah, but...
He's great, though.
He is the
He's
best cool. actor. He's like my favorite. Him and Ted Danson are my favorite male actors.
Have you seen the trailer for We Bought a Zoo?
No.
Matt Damon buys
sure
a zoo,
awesome.
And it looks pretty awesome.
He's... This is... The performance of a lifetime. Matt Damon in
Talented
Contagion.
Mr. Ripley.
And then yeah. so it.
Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, so fucking good
yeah,
in that movie.
I know. I'm just. All right.
Yeah, it's like he's born again or something?
Fight. No, because he's always incredible. But
yeah,
I'm just saying. He, should
he was
get
great
like
on 30
Oscar
Rock. He was really funny on 30 Rock as that pilot.
And it's interesting to me because what does Matt Damon do to transform to just not, you know, to just play this person who's a real person? And these aren't based on real people. It's a made up story.
Yeah, we know how movies work.
Some are true. Some are true.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Welcome to How Do Movies Work.
Why don't you go back to not India?
Oh,
what?
Shiz.
What? People?
That could be anywhere. I'm in not India. Aww.
Ooh.
Tallahassee.
Yeah, I smell good.
Wait, let me just finish
just
this.
Just for those who, in the audience who don't know, Kumail is originally from Tallahassee.
I thought you were going to say Taliban. That's what I heard. I was like, whoa, that is not a country.
He's from Talibansee.
It is a way of thinking, okay, Nick?
This isn't the blue collar I love
ideology.
Movies.
He's from Talibama. Oh. Wait, can I just finish this
yes,
point?
Please.
I'm going to shut the F up. I don't
Shh,
know how this
Quiet, Jordan.
I just want to... Well, I don't know why I want to say this.
No, no, no. You were saying it's
high.
Not based on a real story. No. I'm not... I'm
just saying...
And Matt Damon's really good in it.
Right. They can interpret these people however they want. They're not playing like actual people. What's his face?
Matt Damon.
No, Jude Law. Nothing against Jude Law, but he's got like a fake tooth and then he's doing like an Australian accent to really stretch. And he's doing all this stuff. Matt Damon just like eats regular and grows out a $500 haircut into a regular haircut. That's the feeling you get.
But that reminds me of my Matt Damon didn't have to gain weight for the informant argument.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to be born identity body. He probably just goes, oh, I can just be I'm just playing a regular person.
Yeah, no, I would have been fine with that, but instead there's all that publicity about I gained so much weight to do this. Yeah. And it was like, that character could have been thin.
Yeah.
What, and there was never a moment where you're like, oh, fat guys.
I wasn't a lot
or
of fat
slightly
jokes.
Fat guys. He wasn't even that fat. But anyway, I'm excited that you love Contagion because now I never had any enthusiasm for it, and now I have a little bit.
Yeah.
And I might check it out.
I mean, I guess still keep your expectations low. Just because that's the best
role of a lifetime.
I want to see a remake of Contagion starring the Muppets with celebrity cameos.
That
would be so much fun to watch.
You have AIDS.
For those in podcast land,
they're so confused.
Sarah turned around and said the line.
For those listening, yes.
I have a movie that I want to see.
What is it? Yeah?
It's like from what I can tell, it's like a French, like, existential movie called Jacques Gilles.
Uh-huh. I think you're talking about Jack and Jill.
Oh. Oh, I thought it was like a great question of identity and Jacques Gilles.
That's a good point, though, because when movies are foreign, they get a lot more leeway with corniness and super broad comediness.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, Americans eat up those really corny French films. I don't know about that, but thank you for saying stuff.
Happy Gilles Moore.
Oh no, none of us saw that movie to judge it. It's probably great.
I would like them to take, there's a scene in that where Jill is on a jet ski. And,
I have one question first. Is it two different people or is it a person like Mrs. Doubtfiring it?
No, it's a,
it's supposed
magic?
To be it's supposed to be his sister. It's Adam's
no
sister. No.
It's just a normal woman who looks exactly like Adam Sandler.
Because they're brother and sister.
And Al Pacino's got a crush on her.
I could see that.
Yeah. Why wouldn't Adam's
is it his character
girl version of Adam be sexy too? What?
Is it his character from Scent of a Woman?
Yeah, he's always like, show me your hoo-ha.
That would be great, though, if actually if they weren't brother and sister, but he fell in love with her. Like, you know how like Bugs Bunny with, he falls in love with like Bugs Bunny with a wig on? Like,
Bugs Bunny with a wig is sexy.
I'm more of a Minnie Mouse kind of guy.
Me too.
I like Launchpad McQuack.
Where'd that Scott Pilgrim reference come from? So these T-shirts you guys brought, let me just quickly ask you about them before we play the Leonard Maltin game.
Mm-hmm.
What do they mean? Yours is the San Diego Diet?
Mine is a San Diego Diet. It is... It's from the pilot of my television show that I'm going to start working on called The Nick Show Kroll. And
is it really called that?
Yeah. and so it's a T-shirt from a sketch in it. So if you get it, you literally
that's fun inside. That's an inside shirt.
Some inside shit.
And yours is a video game reference.
Yeah,
Kumail?
I do a podcast called The Indoor Kids about video games for Nerdist and. It is a Gears of War shirt, but you can't tell if you just look. It just looks like a really douchey Ed Hardy shirt. So it's got a couple things going for it.
Yeah, those are nice to wear if you need to go undercover. It's some sort of. All right, well, let's see the name tags we have in the audience. We've got, what about Justin? There's Tim. There's Jordan. Sarah, Kumail, and Nick, go pick a name tag you want to play for, and we'll get this game started.
I got one.
Oh, great. You got the Frisbee.
Yeah, I got the Frisbee.
Yeah, you love... What's it called when the hippies play Frisbee?
Ultimate, brah.
Yeah. Sarah went with the It's It. From Steph, it's a delicious mint, ice cream sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah, just smell the box. Smell it. And Kumail fell for the Jordan boxing glove.
Just quickly, smell the box. That was one of my lines as the gynecologist in Meet the Fokker.
That was your catchphrase for the movie.
All right, we'll start with Sarah, and we'll go to Nick, and then to Camille, since he's new. Sarah gets to pick the category. Would you like Joey Kennedy 2011 suggested fruity movies, and those are movies where a fruit is named in the title. Example would be either Lemon Sky or Under a Cherry Moon.
Are those movies?
Yes, with fruits in the title. Another category suggested by @girlsman would be Girls, Man. Movies with either girls or man in the title. And then it's Joan Cusack's birthday today.
Happy
the
birthday,
great Joan,
Joan
Cusack. So films featuring Joan Cusack. Which one of those would you like, Sarah? Oh,
they're all great. I'm going to say Fruit.
Okay. This movie's got fruit in the title. It's from 2004. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. He says about this movie that it's there's this series of odd and unusual characters in it, and he says it's impeccably designed, and that it is, stick around for the ingenious, entertaining closing credits. That's a weird clue. And there are 16 names? Yeah, 16 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Sarah?
It starts from the bottom, Camille, just so you know.
Yeah, he knows.
I can name
food at the bottom.
10.
10, okay. She says 10 names, and we go to Nick.
9.
Okay. Strategy.
8.
Good work, Camille. Sarah?
Name that movie.
Ooh, interesting strategy. I don't know if that might pay off. All right, there's fruit in the title. 3 stars, 2004, those other things that I said, and the 8 names?
Yeah, but there's 16 in the total? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Here's your 8 names. Cedric the Entertainer.
Uh-oh.
Jeez.
Jane Addams. Jennifer Coolidge, Craig Ferguson, what? Jamie Harris, Louise Guzman, Meryl Streep.
What?
I know, it's weird, right? Billy Connolly, Catherine O'Hara. And that's 8, right? I think I may have given you 9 on accident. Those are your names.
This is fruit in the title?
Yeah, I gave you 9 names on accident. You got a bonus name, but it probably still won't help you. All of that combined together, I know if I was listening to it, I'd be incredibly confused.
Meryl Streep, I did not see coming.
Do you have any idea? You have any idea?
Cedric the Entertainer and Meryl Streep were in a movie together?
Yeah. It's called Johnson Family Vacation.
Oh,
that doesn't
geez.
Have a fruit in it.
2004. I know I've definitely not seen this movie.
Because you know Cedric's whole catalog.
I sat next to him at an NBA game once, so...
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I've made my
No
point.
Reason to finish that.
Yeah, I didn't know how to.
Wait a minute.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. What were you going to say?
No, she's just going to try to help you in some way.
Say if it's... I don't know.
I don't know where you're going with what
you're going
with.
I don't want to do any boundaries, but
yeah.
Like,
let's just say he doesn't know the answer.
I don't know.
All right.
And then I'll tell you what it is. It's called Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, yeah, because of that fruit, lemony.
Lemony.
That is not a fruit, sir.
But my question is, like, if it's animated,
right?
Do you say that it's animated?
No.
I probably won't tell you it's animated, but that's a good point.
I'm still formulating my Meryl Streep, Emma Thompson joke.
All right, so Sarah gets the point, everybody. Yeah.
Way to go,
Sarah. Who are you playing for?
Lauren.
You go, girl.
Steph. In my head, it was Lauren.
It's Lemony Snicket. That's even further away from being a fruit. It's
lemony,
not lemony.
Lemon. The word lemon is in it.
It's lemony, isn't it?
L-E-M-O-N is lemon.
It's E?
What kind of... I know I get high, Kumail, but...
Well,
I know that I think Denver is a state, but other than that...
Other than that, I'm pretty good at this. Fairly good at this. Let's go ahead and start with Nick, because Sarah said to Kumail to name it. And then from Nick, we'll go to Sarah, because we changed the order around. Would you like to play one of these categories, Nick? At DayVJ, D-A-Y-V-E-E-V-J, suggested OMG as a category. Oh, and that's movies where someone in the movie plays God. Yeah. Also, it's Artie Lang's birthday today.
So
one of the four films that Artie Lang has been in. And then summer blockbusters. That's blockbusters that came out during a summer. Which one would you like?
What would you choose, Doug?
Oh, I'd go with... If I were you?
With my knowledge, my entire life experience.
I would go with... OMG.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for letting me pick. Nobody's ever done that before. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that has someone playing God in it. It's 1999. He calls it ambitious. And he also says that the director also wrote the script. Ambitious, director wrote the script, 2.5 stars, 1999. And there are 13 names. How many names you can get it in?
13.
Nick says 13. We go to Sarah, who says?
9.
Ooh. I like that bid. Kumail?
99. Director wrote the movie. I'll go 6.
What?
I don't know what I'm doing. The fact that you guys thought it was a ballsy move really terrifies me.
Name that movie.
Is it Bruce Almighty?
Listen, you can't pre-guess. I mean, you can, but then that would be your answer. So you should probably listen to the 6 names.
Oh, right, I forgot. Let's hear the names.
Okay, Jennifer Aniston, Jim Carrey. No, I'm kidding.
Morgan Freeman.
Your 6 names are Bud Cort, Janine Garofalo, Alanis Morissette,
I know
George Carlin.
Fuck. Can I do it?
Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith.
Balls.
What is
fucking
it?
Fucking balls.
Dogma?
Dogma's correct.
Here it was.
That's how this game is played, son.
Fuck everybody.
That's good.
Sometimes 6 names is plenty.
That's this
is
crazy. Bullshit.
Yeah. Alanis Morissette played God in that movie.
I know. I knew it was that.
All right. So Kumail's got... Don't smash
By
Stephanie's...
Unequivocally not Matt Damon's role of a lifetime.
Yeah. I bet he looks at it like that, too. My bottom was Dogma, but then Contagion came along. Everything's going to be different. I haven't seen it. I don't know why I'm judging it like
that. Yeah, you'd like it.
I would like it. I love
Sarah has a point. Kumail has a point. Wait, what? What? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then we'll start with Nick, because you were left out of that one, right? Sarah made Kumail.
I started it,
Who made Kumail name it? Sarah, right?
Sarah did.
Yeah.
He did.
I did. But in my mind, I'm you.
So we start with Sarah then. We start with Sarah, and then we go in the other direction. We go to Nick from Sarah. And Sarah gets to pick a category between these possibilities. No, she didn't. That's movies where there's a contraction in the title. Down Under, that's movies with either down or under in the title. And no one has picked that for weeks, so it just keeps sitting there. And then horror movies, because it's, you know, this of course is Cocktober.
You should pick horror because it's Halloween time.
Mm-hmm. It totally is Halloween time.
What's the other one? In Christmas down land. Under, down or under?
Down or under is in the title, yeah. So that narrows it down.
That one sounds very
dozen
difficult.
Dozen movies, maybe. What do you think, Sarah?
What's the first one? Contractions?
Contractions in a title. Down or under
what
in
are
the title.
Contractions?
Or like... Like, you should know you played a gynecologist. Hey.
Hi.
And now sadness.
I don't even remember what we're waiting for now.
I would say, go sorry. Horror movies.
Which category, Sarah?
Horror movies.
Horror movies.
You just got bullied into that by your competitor.
You whatever.
No, it's okay.
This horror film is from 1980. Mm-hmm. Leonard Maltin gives it 1.5 stars. He says about this movie that it rates higher than Vom simply because it's better than the sequel. I don't know why that would be a reason to rate the movie the way that he did, but that's what he says.
Higher than what?
He rates it higher than Bomb. Bomb is the lowest rating he gives. And he says it's simply because it's slightly better than the next.
So he reviewed it
the
after
sequel.
He reviewed it late.
He must have, yes.
Maybe he was like on a second marriage and just was like...
A lot of things going on.
Yeah.
And he also says about it that this movie was a box office smash. There are... 7 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Sarah Silverman?
7.
Okay, you want to go to Nick?
Name that movie.
Oh, you're joking, geez. Right?
She's going to know it, dude.
That's the weirdest thing
no,
to do.
Not,
really?
I've been yelling at... That's happened, that just happened last week. I had to yell at somebody saying...
I'm unnaming that movie to Sarah.
Why are you pulling him out of me naming that
all
movie?
Of the names? All right, here we go.
You can't change the rules of the game to suit you, Doug.
No, but you can explain to the guests when they're really fucking up.
Maybe it's all part of my plan.
Okay. Let's see if she can do it. Nobody, nobody.
She's gonna get it.
Everyone in this room is gonna know it, except for maybe Sarah.
I know. I'm
so don't yell out. Kevin Bacon.
Oh.
See, people already know it. Janine Taylor, Mark Nelson, Lori Beltran, Harry Crosby, Adrian King, and Betsy Palmer.
Somebody might not be such a dummy after all.
Yeah, when your number one is a Betsy Palmer.
Kevin Bacon's the lowest.
Yeah.
So this is a totally unknown Kevin. Oh, hold on. He was just on the radio
talking about stuff, yeah.
Was it NPR?
And he was saying when he was in, like, the first
It's not Footloose.
Oh, yeah, it was Footloose that he was talking about. All right. I'm just going to have to say a horror movie that maybe came out around I was that age. Betsy Palmer. I mean, the only ads I remember... I know you guys are all laughing because you're all nerds that know this.
You don't have to be that nerdy to know what horror film from, what was the year?
1980.
80 stars Kevin Bacon and Betsy Palmer.
I don't even know who Kevin Bacon is.
Is it Christine the Horror Car?
No, it isn't. Also, that's not the name of a movie.
Is that what
is there a movie called Christine the Horror
Car? But Christine would have like Keith Gordon's name in there because he was the guy who owned the car. He'd be in the 7 names, I bet.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the answer, audience? Friday the 13th, Sarah.
You know, I'm happy for you guys.
We got a 3-way tie, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's fine.
You were great.
Friday the 13th is a terrible movie, and it's fine that you haven't watched
it. Yeah, it's okay that you haven't seen it, but, you know.
Like, all I remember was, like, the commercials for that movie Magic.
Christine the Horror Car.
Wasn't there a movie called Christine?
There was.
Yeah.
Starring Keith Gordon, and it was based on a Stephen King.
It had a horror car in it.
And it had a car that killed people.
Wasn't that Herbie Fully Loaded?
No.
When he's fully loaded, he fucks people up.
That was a whore in a car.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Lindsay Lohan joke, everybody.
It was right there, Doug. It wasn't like I was like, I have to come up with a great Lindsay Lohan joke.
Leave her alone. She has no one.
All right, so...
Family.
Nice move there, Nick Kroll. Very strategic.
So there you go. No bigs.
She won the point. Sarah had to name it. We start with Kumail. And
this
then
is
we,
very
and,
close.
And then we move to Sarah. Kumail gets to pick the category. Would you like...
Oh.
Edgar hasn't seen it. That category is movies that Edgar Wright has not seen.
And he's seen a lot of movies, but he showed me a list of movies he hasn't seen, and I picked one. And then we
definitely not picking that one.
Okay, so let me give you a couple more to choose from.
Was it Ordinary People?
I bet he's seen that.
What about Hot Fuzz?
Once it was finished editing it, he never looked at it again. You can go with Joan Cusack or Artie Lang.
Wait, who are in those movies?
There's movies that they're in, yes.
Joan Cusack?
Uh-huh.
Or Artie Lang?
Yeah. Or movies Edgar hasn't
Joan
seen.
Joan Cusack's in the house. I'll go with, I get. What do you guys think? What do you think, Sarah?
I'd go Cusack.
You shouldn't ask Sarah what she thinks. That's not strategic.
Well, Artie, it's going to either be beer...
Oh.
What the, let's not start narrowing it down.
Let's do Joan Cusack.
Well, let's do Joan Cusack.
Okay, Joan Cusack. People are happy about that decision. 1990. 3 stars from Leonard. I might go 3.5 or 4. Mm. Yeah, I like this movie. He says about this movie that it has, he says, good moments abound.
that's not vague.
What year is it? 90?
Yeah.
Oh, that movie in 90 that came out that had good moments in it.
Yeah. The clues don't help, Camille. That's the idea. And I don't want to give it away with these clues. Ultimately, the film offers a good cry. Yeah. And he lists 6 names.
Okay.
And one of them might be Joan Cusack. I don't know how big her part was in it. I mean, I do know, but I'm not going to say.
6 names.
1990. How many?
I'll say 6.
All right. Then we go to Nick.
Hmm. So there's an interesting aspect of playing a game. It's like playing poker, where if you just stay out of hands too long, then you get bored and you just start playing hands that you're not supposed to play.
Yeah, yeah. You play shitty. You play shitty starting cards.
Right. So I'll say I can name it in 5.
4.
Ooh.
Name that movie, Sarah.
Okay.
Sorry to.
No, thank
jump
you.
Right
thank
on
you.
That.
I just wanted to get involved. I have no fucking idea what movie it is.
Snake Eye.
You also have no chance of winning now, Nick.
We'll see.
Nick has a team of lawyers finding every loophole possible.
I'm terrified right now. What powers do you possess? This is a terrible waste of them.
All right, Sarah, you get 4. Here's your 4 names, Sarah. Kathy Bates, Charlie Cosmo, I'm sorry. Sorry to the whole Cosmo family.
No.
Chris O'Donnell and Joan Cusack. You've worked with O'Donnell and Cusack. They were in a movie together. Good cry.
A good cry. A good cry.
And then there's 2 more people that are billed above them.
Wow. It's definitely not what I thought.
Tell us all the things it's not.
It's not Let the River Run.
I'm not going to say one way or the other.
No, it's not. I meant Working Girl. I was thinking of the song.
Mm-hmm.
I
played Melanie Griffith's socks in that movie.
Has the name of the movie been mentioned tonight?
Just in conversation?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, one of the words has come up, I think.
Is it called Life as We Know It?
That's a tearjerker for me.
Honestly, that movie was a cum jerker.
I cried. Cum jerker?
Yeah.
I cried twice when I read the script and then when I watched it.
Chris O'Donnell's in it, yes.
Kathy Bates.
Chris O'Donnell is 4th billed after Joan Cusack. And it was all the way back in 1990.
I can't believe this. Does it take place in a school?
That's a good first question. That's good.
I don't even... We're not supposed to get questions, though, Camille.
I'm just trying to support you, Sarah.
I'm so bummed. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to kick myself, but I don't... I wish I knew. What are the other names?
They are... Wait a second.
try and trick him.
It's a natural. Oh, sorry. Keep shutting.
That's the charm that surfed her right into the Muppets movie.
Can I take your order? You have AIDS. Is that what you say in it?
No, I say table for one. Table for two.
AIDS?
Table for two, I say. That's it.
Okay, so you don't know it.
All right.
You're not going to pull it out of nowhere. But maybe if I tell you the last two names, you will. The last two names are...
Men don't leave!
Oh, my God!
What? No!
Doug just left.
Doug just left.
Doug is gone.
Wow. Thinking about that movie.
Wow.
Sarah's our winner with Men Don't Leave.
I love that movie.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. I'm very sorry.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Ironically,
so
that was also the last line that I said as the gynecologist. And, you know.
Men don't leave.
Yeah.
That was a super last-minute pullout.
Wow.
Very impressive.
What happened?
I feel so happy that I'm going to remember why I'm so happy and then be like, oh. Like, I feel so happy. You know?
Yeah, you really feel great, and then you realize nothing really happened.
Like, what was I so excited about?
It's fun to win. It's fun to win. Hey, Jordan, you want to come write down a shithead for me to name at the end of the show? And where's, who are you playing for there, Nick?
Kala.
Kala, could you come do it too? Does that pen not work?
How come Steph doesn't
get
one?
Kala a better pen, because she won the prizes.
Oh.
This is a, you know, back.
Sarah,
this is
that
like
was
a,
amazing.
It's like a backup prize.
Have you seen this movie?
What is the movie? I haven't seen it.
I was
Men Don't Leave, it's a good movie.
Thinking about this movie because I was thinking about Jessica Lange because I was watching one of my new favorite shows, American Horror Story.
Is it good?
Is it good?
It's awesome.
Yeah, okay. Jessica Lange is in that, and she's supposedly great in it. And she was.
I mean, she's.
She was in Men Don't Leave. And
yeah.
Chris O'Donnell was like her son. And my favorite Joan Cusack line in that movie is. She's like a nurse that kind of comes on to Chris O'Donnell kind of weirdly. He's like a teenager. And she says to him at one point, I'll get you some juice. And just the way she says it is hilarious.
I remember exactly where I was when I watched it. I watched it on VHS.
Recent?
VHS isn't a place.
In a boyfriend's.
Yeah, where were you?
It was a boyfriend's apartment and there was no heat. And we both had those like cocoon sleeping bags. And we just slept side by side.
So this was like
them.
A pre-snuggy world.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug before we go, Nick Kroll?
Yeah, I have the league on FX every Thursday at 10:30. And the DVD for my Comedy Central special, Thank You Very Cool, is out now. So people can buy it at Amazon.
Awesome. Kumail?
Tell your face.
Listen to the my podcast, The Indoor Kids, on Nerdist, and I'll be in Portlandia. I think it starts January.
Yeah, Sarah, Muppets comes out soon. When does Take This Waltz come out? Don't know.
It's not looking.
Oh, it might not come out.
No, it is coming out in Canada and France.
So it's
and
not
maybe,
coming out.
Maybe America. Maybe.
It's got to come out in America. Right? It's supposed to be really good. I heard it. Did it go over well at the Toronto International Film Festival?
Yeah. All these people wanted to buy it.
And then what?
just kidding.
Didn't, oh, okay.
No, but it. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's probably so talented.
All right.
It's good. Seth Rogen's incredible. I'm so totally naked.
Yeah.
Still.
Sarah's naked.
That's a shame that this country doesn't get to see you naked. Just standing there like that.
Yeah.
That's sexy enough for me.
No, it isn't.
You'd be surprised. Plenty of teenage boys that'll be enough.
It's funny. Sarah made this point because it's like...
Sarah Polly, the director.
Yeah, oh.
Sarah I thought you Polly. Referred to yourself like an athlete.
Oh, Sarah just made this point to me recently.
Sarah gives 110%. Sarah.
It's so true, though.
Sarah wants to thank God for winning this.
It's about Sarah.
But what did she say to you?
No, I was just saying she made an interesting point, which is like you only see nudity, you only see... women naked in movies in a sexualized way, but women every day are naked with each other, getting changed or showering
at
the Y or
very
whatever.
Sexy.
Yeah,
and
that's totally sexy to me.
Or women showering, yeah.
No, when you see it, it's gross. So taboo, it's jarring.
It's called slump porn.
Yeah.
Bad posture porn?
Yeah.
As long as you're hunched over when you're working it, it's all good.
Oh, I saw this thing, this chick with scoliosis last night.
Oh my God. Her back was like
American
a snake.
Horror Story and Prime Suspect are my two new faves.
I like Maria Bello. You like Ringer? I couldn't get into Ringer.
Ringer's fun.
What about Revenge? You'd probably like Revenge.
I'm dabbling in Revenge, but okay. It's a little...
Is American right. Horror Story one story or all different stories?
I can't wait to have you guys back on Doug Loves TV.
Sorry.
I'll be at Comedy Mix in Vancouver, Canada on October 27th. And as always, Terry Polo is a shithead.
Oh. As always.
No.
And the LAPD is a shithead.
No, oh, okay. I disagree.
Now it's time to watch another hockey. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his